Salam, I'm Kulsoom. Today we're going to talk about Imam Kazim alayhi salam. Welcome back. So we're going to ask some questions about Imam Kazim alayhi salam. And we're going to be answering them, so get ready. Number one, what was the first name of Imam Kazim alayhi salam? Great job, it was Musa. Just like the first name of Prophet Musa. Peace be upon him and our Prophet. Okay, so number two, who was the father of Imam Kazim alayhi salam? Excellent, I can see you've been practicing. It was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And he is the sixth Imam. Okay, number three, who was the mother of Imam Kazim alayhi salam? Beautiful, it was a holy lady by the name of Hamida. Okay, moving on to number four. What number Imam was Imam Kazim alayhi salam? Well, if you counted right, he was the seventh Imam. 5 + 2 = 7. Okay, number five. In what city was Imam Kazim alayhi salam born? Well, Imam Kazim alayhi salam was born in the city of Abwa, and this city is between the cities of Mecca and Medina. Well, we are now at number six. In what city was Imam Kazim alayhi salam buried? So, Imam Kazim alayhi salam was buried in the city of Qazimain. And it's such a beautiful haram. It has two domes. And that's because Imam Taqi alayhi salam is also buried in Qazimain. You should definitely visit with your family one day. Okay, number seven, before the last one. Who was the famous son and daughter of Imam Kazim alayhi salam? Well, if you watched our episode, you would know that it's Imam Reza alayhi salam. And he is the eighth Imam. And he is in Mashhad. And the famous daughter is Lady Fatma Masuma, salamullah alayha. And she is in the city of Qom. Well, number eight, and this is the last question. What are the two famous titles of Imam Kazim alayhi salam? And what do they mean? Go ahead, you can ask your mom and dad. We'll wait for you. Now, I know that was a hard one, but you're used to it by now. Well, Imam Kazim alayhi salam has two famous titles. One is Babul Hawaij, and it means the door to wishes and desires and requests. And the other is Kazim, and Kazim means the one who restrains the anger. So we should also try to control our anger, especially when we get angry. Well, that's all the time we had, and I'm super glad you answered those questions so well. But if you didn't, just keep practicing until you remember. See you all next time, inshallah, wherever you are.